Can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Producer Sean is 31 years old. Sean, why don't you have any respect for your mom or the things she loves?
That's not right, fair.
That is putting it very, very, rough?
Yeah. Well, explain what happened and why we're so upset at you.
So, my mother had asked me if I could come over and help her clear some stuff at the garage. And I said, sure, why not? Bulk pickup's coming up. Let's get rid of some stuff. And there's a sled down there, a very old sled from the 70s. And it's broken in like three pieces. It's missing one of the metal rails on it. It's... Mm-hmm. The other one's rusted, it's falling apart, and I was like, hey, let's get rid of this. She says, no, my grandmother gave me that sled, and maybe one day you'll be able to have your kids use it too.
Sean, you're kind of like the caregiver for your parents, right? So
yes.
When you go over there and you're cleaning up things around the house or whatever, you're doing it for their own good. You're clearing out areas, making the house safe and comfortable.
Yes.
So you think by forcing your mother to throw away a sled that is a family heirloom that her grandmother gave to her, you're being a good son?
I do.
Oh, come on.
I do.
This must be a grandmother thing. My grandmother had one of these sleds in her basement, too. Same thing. And it was in that back creepy, like, crawl space that every grandmother's house seems to have.
That's where they stay, those sleds.
And
yeah.
Nobody rode that sled for the lifetime of which I can recall. Mm-hmm. But she used to tell me that sled was worth something all the time.
She would tell me the
sled was worth something.
Yeah, but for Sean's mom, it's like sentimental value. It's worth more than dollars. Mm. I mean, it's her grandmother gave it to her. Why would you force her to throw it away?
That thing is going to be dust. Like, every time you pick that sled up, another piece falls off of it. Something gets lost. It's, like, stuck to the ground. There's no point in keeping it. I understand that's like it has some sort of special value, but it's just sitting there taking up space. And that's what she asked me to do was... help her get rid of the things that are taking up space.
When's the last time your mom went sledding, Sean?
Oh, it's years. Mm-hmm.
Wait,
years.
But Raven, you don't understand is that it has nothing to do with the actual physical thing of sledding.
Right.
It has to do that it was a gift that was passed down.
So she comes out and looks at it a lot while it's sitting broken in the garage then?
No.
Oh, no. I want to make sure I understand this.
The only reason why she knew it existed is because I said, hey, there's a sled down here.
Right, and I'm going to throw it out.
It's falling apart. I'm going to get rid of it. And then she was like, no, don't do that.
So, wait a minute. Raven, don't tell me you support his crazy thinking that it's okay to throw away this sled.
Listen, if we looked at all the items around us and kept them because they had some sort of sentimental value to us, we would never get rid of anything. I'm dealing with the exact same thing in my house right now.
What?
I just had to throw out some of my grandmother's handmade pottery from the 60s, all right?
What, you throw it away?
I mean, it was terrible looking.
What?
Who needs a pottery sculpture of a cat?
I mean,
my grandmother didn't even have cats.
Yeah.
Like, what? Just
but
because
she...
it's got her initials carved in the bottom, I gotta keep it forever?
It's her legacy!
I had to get rid of it, man.
Oh my gosh.
She had four roosters in there. What are these, bookends? What are these things?
Let's just burn her wedding album, Raven. Let's just do that.
No, I have that.
Okay. I think Sean's being a jerk. I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're being a jerk for bullying your mom into throwing away something that meant something to her that was given to her by her grandmother. So we're going to put it to you, 1-800-330-9999. Are you with Raven's line of thought that it's got to go like crazy Sean thinks? Or do you think Sean is being a jerk? Be a nicer son, Sean. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. What do you think? Is producer Sean being a jerk? That's the big question we have here. He was given the task to help his mom clean out the basement. Now, Sean, when you found an old dilapidated sled, you said to her, I'm going to throw this away. And why did she tell you that she didn't want to throw it away?
Because my great grandmother gave it to her.
Uh-huh. It's a family heirloom, but you still insisted that it get thrown away.
A family heirloom is something that's like carried in a chest across the seas when your family immigrates or something like that.
No.
It's not, you know, I mean, you're talking about a sentimental gift. It's not an heirloom. Like, the names of the family aren't carved into it. It's just a sled.
Have you seen Citizen Kane? There's no such thing as just a rosebud.
It's gone.
Ugh. Is Sean being a jerk for insisting that his mom throw away this sled that has so much sentimental value to her? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I think he should take a piece of that sled that has the little radio flyer or whatever and make like a little something for his mother to put on the wall, or a little knickknack.
A necklace.
She can remember that.
Right. It's not a bad idea, like a pendant, like a brooch.
Yeah.
My grandma used to love a brooch, right?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Do you think Sean is being a jerk?
Absolutely not. It's okay to throw out the sled because Sean's mom's only going to give it to Sean when she passes. It's going to be Sean's anyway. Sean don't want it now. He's not going to want it later, and he's not going to want to pass it on to his children. It's not even safe anymore.
Right, it's just garbage. Right? It's not safe. That's exactly right. To me, it just presents as like a hole in the yard that you're about to fall into. You know what that sled says to me, Anna? Tetanus shot.
Oh.
That's what that sled says to me. And you know the thing about a tetanus shot, ma'am, is you can't remember when you had your last one.
No.
So if you cut yourself on the sled and you go to the hospital, guess who's getting a tetanus shot? You are.
Could be a Christmas decoration. Did anybody even think of that? Anyone? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Is Sean being a jerk?
Yes and no. I think what he should do, if he really wants to make points, is take the sled and have it restored for her.
He tried to do that, right, Sean? You tried to do that.
I have. I tried to do that, and the guy I brought it to even said, listen, man, this thing is done. You are better off just buying a new sled. You could probably find one that's got that 70s style to it, but it's long gone.
It has nothing to do with the functionality of the sled.
Oh, no?
It has to do with the sentimental value that it was passed down as a child heirloom. One day, that represents her childhood joy. Let's just throw it in the dumpster.
Anna, the professional said burn it. The professional.
Anna and Raven, is Sean being a jerk?
I don't think he's being a jerk.
Oh.
I mean, the
good
votes
morning,
are...
Anna and Raven.
Yes. Good morning to you. The votes are solidly with Sean so far.
It's crazy.
I just feel that something, letting his parents just keep, or actually his mom just keeping one thing like that, sentimental, would be fine. Let her go of everything else, though. That's the thing. Just let her keep that and let her know that, okay, this is what you're going to keep.
So you don't get anything else. Right. That's it. You don't get anything else after that.
Get rid of it. Get rid of it. They're really not going to be aware of it. We've all done it. We've all had to do it. And most of us are going to have to do it down the road.
See that? The lesson learned here is, Anna, don't tell anybody.
I can't believe that a majority of people say that you're not a jerk right now for
making
me throw it away.
It's a hard job to clear things out, you know? Sean, every one of these items he goes to pick up, he's got a responsibility to it.
Fine. I'll take the sled.
All I'm saying is,
I'll take it. Just bring it in. I'll take it.
All I'm saying is, if she keeps it, that's how hoarding starts. I'm
okay.
Doing God's work.
Right. You're doing God's work. God's work, Sean.
You'll
good
keep
job.
It for his mom.
Give it to me. Bring it in. I'll keep it.